Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Rachel calling from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Hold on just a minute, Rachel.
Okay, sure.
I just got out of my car. I heard a lot of traffic. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got an update from the finance team that you did a dispute on the payments that you've done. Is everything okay?
It's all right.
Did you do a dispute?
A dispute.
Yeah, the payments that you did, both the payments, one that you did
Let
on
me
front
see.
and for ISBN, did you do something? Because like the dis due to the dispute, the payment that you
It had something to do with paying $1,100 to some, I forget what it was, and it wasn't, I don't, it wasn't familiar to me, so I didn't know what it was.
Oh, it actually a payment gateway is Codex Lab. That is the reason why I think you got confused about it. Is that the reason?
I am not paying no $1,100. That's your job.
1100 for what?
Well, what was the amount that was disputed?
Both the amounts that you paid in on the front and then when you paid for ISBN, both the payments were disputed and you got it back.
Yeah. What
Why,
about it?
Anne? Why, Anne? We did what the work. We published your book. The only thing that is remaining is your printed book, and I told you that once we're done with the publication, you'll get the printed book. Why did you do a dispute?
Because on the contract, it had nothing that I had to pay that.
And you paid for the ISBN that I told you. Without that, your book wouldn't be published, right? You have an LCCN number, an ISBN number. That is the reason why you paid $1,300. So it was all authorized by your side. I even sent you an invoice. So I'm not understanding what exactly happened because we are done with the publication. The only thing that is left is your printed book. That is just done. I have clearly told the team to ship 5 paperback and 5 hardcover to your address. So what exactly happened? I'm kind of confused about it. We did not charge
Yeah.
any payment besides the one
Yeah, yeah. You
authorized.
people have me you people have me very confused. Very.
And
And
see,
the last
I
time I talked to you, the last time I talked to you said, "Well, we're going to publish your book." You never mentioned I had to pay anything or nothing. And
you
they
don't
just
have to pay extra. You just paid for the ISBN. That is what we talked about last month. And this month, I think within the next this month, we published your book on Amazon and along with that on Barnes and Noble. So I can't seem to understand. We did not take any money after that. We asked for permission. You authorized the payment. You gave me your card for ISBN. That is the last payment that we did from your card. We did not do anything after that. You do not.
What was the amount that was disputed?
Just give me a second. Let me talk to the fund. Just hold on. And it was 899 that you paid initially, and then $14.99 for your ISBN. So altogether, it makes around $14.99 for the ISBN and $8.99 for your book publication. And the money has been transferred to your bank account.
But the thing of it is, you don't tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
And when that was on my credit statement, I had no idea what it was. I didn't know it was from you.
Mm-hmm.
There was no connection with you at all. And I had no idea what it was. And when I don't know what something is, I will have it taken off my credit.
I completely understand where you're coming from. However, when we charged the $14.99 payment, I sent you an invoice on your email which stated that, you know, the payment gateway is Codex Lab. I think that is the reason why you got confused, because you didn't know what exactly and how exactly things work. I wanted to know when...
Yeah, you never told me about that.
I understand. The invoice has actually... Yeah,
and when you try to surprise people thinking they're going to pay, you're mistaken. People aren't that dumb.
I understand. We did not charge any other payments regardless of these two payments. That was initially $8.99 and $14.99 for your ISBN. I asked you for your approval. You gave me your card details when we were processing your ISBN. So nothing
you never mentioned...
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting at, Rachel, you never told me what the money was for.
And I don't know if you remember, I clearly told you ISBN, LCCN for your book publication, and you said, is there anything else?
You never told me the amount, though.
I told you $14.99, Anne. What are you saying?
No, you didn't. No, I would have remembered that. That's something I don't forget.
I told you about the package, no. The day when I told you about the package, where you said that, you know, is there anything else that I have to pay? I told you. You asked me clearly what is the amount, and I told you $14.99. I asked you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
And I would, see, I understand, but I would never take, why did you give me your card details when you didn't even know that the amount that we're supposed to take from your card? I understand. However, I need to, we need the, you know, you need to repay because, like, you know, we're done with the services.
Well, when I see a book, I'll pay for it.
And that is something that, you know, we have already done. I told you that your printing is in the process. However, we are done with your book publication. Along with that, we even have your ISBN.
I'll tell you the truth, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very leery about what's going on.
I have even shared your credentials for your Amazon and along with that your Barnes & Noble. We are done with what we initially said that we will do for your book. So we have edited your book. We have proofreaded your book. We got your book.
Well, then send me a copy and let me see what it is.
We will eventually send you a copy, but right now we do not have the money that you paid for. That is what I'm trying to make you understand. The initial payment that you did, $8.99, and the payment that you did for ISBN, that was $14.99, we do not have that anymore. So in order to proceed ahead with your printing, we would need the money that you paid initially. How are we supposed to do that?
Well, if that was told to me before I signed a contract, things would have been different.
And I have been transparent with you. I even called Christian Faith. I did whatever I could. Did anything happen that you did not understand? Or, you know, like, whenever you called me, whenever I always updated you with all the progress that is happening with your book.
You need to tell people up front what they have to pay. If I would have known that, I would have never gone with you people.
I understand. However, your book is published now. We did whatever you signed up for. We would like you to repay the amount that you did, that you just got.
Well, you prove it to me that it's published by sending me one copy.
And in order to send you the copy, we would need the amount that you basically took from us. That is a part of your package, right? I completely understand.
No, this is all new to me.
I understand. However, if you don't believe me, let me just share Amazon link with you where you can see your book is published. We are not taking your money. The money that was taken from you, $14.99, was for your ISBN, LCCN, barcode, imprints. And I clearly told
what
you...
What does ISBN stand for?
International Standard Book Number. That is at the back of your book. I told you that day that there's a 14-digit number. In order to publish your book on Amazon or any other platform, you would need an ISBN. And then you asked me how much is it for. And then I told you there's an LCCN number as well, along with that, imprints and barcodes. Then you asked me what is the amount, and I told you $14.99. So you were like, is there anything else I have to pay after this? And I was like, no, you do not have to pay an additional amount because we will be done with the publication with the ISBN.
Well, if I would have known that when I signed the contract,
this is just
it would have been different.
Your package did not have an ISBN. The package that you initially signed up for did not have an ISBN. $14.99, I clearly told you about what exactly is this for. Maybe there's some sort of miscommunication, but you should have called me before, you know, doing a dispute.
Well, I don't fool around with my credit card if I don't understand something.
I understand. If there was an issue, you could have asked me what exactly is this payment for. However, I did explain you when we were actually processing the payment. You gave me your card. We did not have any details.
You keep telling me the book is published. The book is published.
It's
but
published.
I don't see any...
It is published.
I don't...
Well, then, when it wasn't
why don't you give me a... Why don't you send me a copy? To see if I approve of it.
That is what I'm trying to make you understand. We will send you a copy, 5 paperback and 5 hardcovers. That is what I'm trying to make you understand. We will send you a copy, but however, we do not have any payment. We need some amount in order to process your books.
Well,
you have taken the initial payment that you did, along with that $14.99 that you paid for the ISBN.
Well, that's one thing I never knew about. You never explained when I signed the contract. Nobody told me that.
Okay, I understand. You never asked me this question when I was talking about the ISBN. It was never a part of your package. That is what I'm trying to make you understand. When I was telling you about the ISBN, why do you need it? What is the cost? You never told me that, you know, it was in my contract and was not initially, you never initially knew about it. I understand. However, when I asked you about the ISBN, you clearly said that, you know, okay, if this is what we need for the publication, please. There's nothing that was... I have always been transparent with you. Whenever we had an issue with your Amazon account, I clearly told you. So right now, I'm really sorry to say, but there is no point of doing a dispute. However, we are done with the services. Within the next week, you will receive your copies. See,
all right. Send me a copy. Let me really see it.
And you need to repay us, and then we can send you the copies. How are we supposed to send you the copies if we do not have anything? We do not have any money from your side. How are we supposed to do that?
Who gets that money? Hello?
Yes, Anne. See, Anne,
I said, who gets that money?
The finance team, the company.
Well.
Yes. And
I wish I would have known that ahead of time.
Who else will get the money? I'm not going to take the money. The company will eventually take the money for your book service, right? And initially, we are done with your book publication. The only thing that is left is your copy. If I was cooperated throughout the project, I needed some sort of cooperation from your side as well, Anne. if there was an issue regarding the ISBN or the initial payment that you did, you were supposed to call me or tell me that, you know, I'm not comfortable with this thing or this thing. And when I actually asked you about the payment of $14.99, you never asked me any questions. You just said that, you know, is this the last time you, I have to
I don't ask. I don't ask questions if I don't know what to ask.
And when you asked me about the ISBN, I clearly told you it's a 14-digit number that is at the back of your book. I don't know how come you don't remember, but, well. So, in order to proceed ahead with your printed copy and the fact that your book is published, we would like you to please repay the amount that you just disputed.
You mean I got to pay you 14, what is it, 14?
And both the payments, $8.99 and $14.99. Whatever you paid to our company has been transferred to your bank account. We do not have any money. If you're done with all the services, your book is published, the only thing that is left is your printed copies, then what was the point of doing this? If there were any concerns, anything that, you know, there were an address from my side or from the company, you could have, like, you know, messaged me or called me like you used to do. When we were publishing your book, you were giving me an update that, you know, you talked to Christian Faith, and I even talked to the Christian Faith. I did whatever I could from my side. So I can't seem to understand what exactly happened.
How many books are you going to send me?
You have 10 printed copies in your package, 5 paperback, 5 hardcover.
So?
Yes. And I'm actually quite, I don't know what to say because, like, I have done whatever I could for your book and the fact that, you know, you're telling me that I did not tell you certain things, I don't know what to say.
Well, if I don't get my books after I pay this, I'm going to see a third party. You know that.
Yes, I understand. If you said that we will publish your book, we did that. If you said we will do your book editing, we did that. If you said we have to format your book, we did that. The only thing that is left is your printed copies. It takes a while. There's a complete process. We have to publish your book on all the platforms, and once we're done with that, then we send a copy to the client. That is how it works.
Well,
if you still feel that, you know, we were just taking your money and we were not doing the services that you initially signed up for, I'm really sorry about that. However, we are done with the services that you initially signed up for. We did whatever we promised you. So please let me know.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, and we need to. You need to do the repayment because we're done with the services. Which card do you want to use? Should I send you a payment link? Do you have any card that we can use?
Don't you have my card number?
Can you tell me the last 4 digits? Yes. Can you let me know the last 4 digits? Last 4 digits of your card.
Five, zero, six, eight.
Sorry? Can you repeat it again?
5068.
And we would be charging the initial payment, that was $8.99, and the other payment for the ISBN, that is $14.99. So 2 payments, because you got both of the payments.
I already paid $8.99.
$8.99 was also transferred to your money, to your account. When you disputed, the money was transferred to your bank account. So right now, we do not have money, any money that is associated with you. So we need to charge $8.99 and along with that, $14.99.
You do this. Anyway.
You got both the amounts. You got both the amounts. We do not have anything.
That doesn't make sense to me. Why would you even start doing it if we don't have any money?
Are you giving me the permission to charge both the payments?
I don't want to be paying $8.99 again.
Because you got the payment again. We do not have $8.99 payment. The payment, that was also transferred to your bank account. You can call your bank and ask them. I am not lying to you.
Well.
And do you think I would just come and ask you for $8.99? Do you think I would do something like that?
Rachel, I am a Christian, and I try to do what's right to people, and I don't try to keep them in a where they don't know what they're doing, and that's exactly what happened here.
Exactly what is happening. $8.99 you initially paid for your publication, right? When you disputed the amount, you got $8.99 as well. You can call.
I don't remember getting credit for that.
See, I got an update from the finance team. I didn't even know you paid $8.99 initially. So the fact that you know. See,
I don't need to play around with anything.
I have been dealing with a lot of customers and nobody had such issues. And I was there for you whenever you needed me, when you called me, when you texted me. So you need to understand that, you know, we are not taking your money. The $8.99 amount was also disputed. It's in your bank account. How about you call your bank and ask them $14.99 and $8.99? It's actually transferred to your bank account.
Why would they do that? Why didn't they keep it?
I have no idea. You need to call your bank and ask them. If you ask, maybe because of the same merchant, that is the reason why you got the money back, because it was the same payment gateway.
What was the date that I got it back?
Let me just ask the finance. Just give me a second. Yes, and it was refunded from our side, both the payments, $8.99 and $14.99. The same day when you got the when you did the dispute on $14.99 payment, you got the $18.99 as well. If you want a confirmation from my side, I can send you a receipt as well. Hello?
What's the date that you got the check that you $8.99? I thought I paid that.
Yes, you did pay that, but however, when you disputed on $14.99, your bank basically also did a dispute on $18.99 payment, and we refunded both the amounts.
Well, I'll go home and check my records, and I'll let you know if I got it back in all my statements.
How about you call your bank and ask them if they did a dispute on $18.99 payment, because we...
I can do that. I'll do that when I get home. I'm not at home.
I just had a word with the finance team, and it's not going to reflect in your bank account at the moment because it takes a while. However, I can share a receipt with you where you can see that we have refunded both the amounts. If you even call your bank and ask them about it, it would take a while for you to get the payment. However, it has been received. Do you want me to share a receipt with you where you can see that we have transferred the money? Because right now it's not going to reflect in your bank account. It takes a while.
Oh.
Yes.
I have never, never with a published company had this problem. Never. I don't understand how you people run your business.
What exactly is the issue? What exactly didn't we do properly? We published your book. We made sure that, you know, even you had an account at Amazon, we tried making a new account for you. We, when you sent the copy to mail, we got it. The team worked on it. When you send a new form, we did that as well. I did whatever I could for you. So I can't seem to understand what exactly is the problem. If the finance is telling me that you actually got the money, and I said it would take a while for you, for the payment to be reflected in your account. It takes a while. The reason why I called you was because of the fact that, you know, is there anything that we didn't do properly? The services were not well. The only thing that is left, Anne, is your printed books. That is the only thing that is left.
Well, let me call the bank. I'll call you back when I get home.
See, even if you call the bank, it's not going to reflect in your bank account. That is what I'm trying to make you understand. It takes a while. Do you want me to share a receipt with you where it will show that we have...
I put that on my account 3 months ago, that $8.99.
I am not saying that you didn't pay that. You did pay that. However, when you did a dispute on $14.99 payment, your bank basically disputed on $18.99 that you paid 3 months ago. And in that way, you got both the payments. And when we got that update, the team basically refunded both the amounts.
Huh.
Yes, that is how it works. When a bank basically did a dispute on the payment, they initially did the dispute on your initial payment as well. See, Anne, I didn't know how much did you pay initially. I know because of the fact that there was a dispute. And it will reflect within a day or maybe like in an hour. You can ask your bank and ask them about the fact that they did.
No, Haley, she told me she's always going to cost us $8.99. That was it. And
yes,
I believed her.
See, that was the publication cost. For the ISBN,
well,
I asked you.
You don't keep somebody in the dark about other payment.
See, and we never did that. I asked you clearly, do you want to take care of it or do you want us to take care of the ISBN? I clearly asked you this and you said no. I don't know how it works. It's the first time I am publishing a book. Can you help me out with it?
No, it's not the first. I told you I published a book before.
But you said that this is the first time someone had asked me about the ISBN, right? And I don't know what exactly is happening at the moment. However, I have been transparent with you since the beginning, and I don't know what exactly has happened. So I can't seem to understand what is there something that I didn't do properly, or
if you people were up front at the beginning, stuff like this wouldn't happen.
See, you should have told me when I asked you about the $14.99 payment. You should have asked me that. You know, you should have told me that this was initially. Haley told me that you have to pay $8.99. Your book is going to be published. Why didn't you question me at that time? If you had
because that's all that's all I thought it would cost $8.99. They said there was a special going on. That's all I would have to pay.
Yes. And what about the fact that when I asked you about $14.99 payment, you clearly said that, you know, take my card and charge it. I cannot charge someone's, you know, card without the client's consent. You authorized the payment. You did it.
If I ever get through with this, it'll be the last time I can deal with you people. But that's what I'll just chalk it up for a loss.
And it's just quite disappointing that I did everything for your book. I was there for you the whole time, and this is what you're saying. Maybe I wasn't good enough, and maybe, like, you know, you're telling me that I wasn't transparent enough. So I don't know. You're actually, like, questioning my work. But it's okay. It's fine. It's completely fine.
Well,
yeah.
Let me go home and check my statements. And
can you just call your bank and ask them if the dispute is $8.99, and then we can proceed ahead with both the payments? Because
let me call you back when I get home. Okay.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.